Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 11. He said, "Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision of the flesh, made by hands, at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." He says here in Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 12, verse that the last part of that verse, it says, "Having no hope and without God in the world." I want to preach for just a few minutes tonight, if God will help me, on "I'm glad that's not me." Amen? I'm glad that's not me. Ain't you glad that's not you today? Ain't you glad that you have hope? Praise God, it's not of this world, but it's out of this world. We have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that the world can't comprehend. It don't know nothing about. It don't know how to attain it, praise God, and it don't know what it's missing. Amen? But we have it. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, there was a time when I wasn't. There was a time when this is who I was. There was a time, if you're lost, that you're still this way. But there's a time, if we think about it, there was a time in our life that this is who you and I were. We were lost without Christ. We knew not the Lord, the free part of sin. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 1, he said, "And you hath he quickened." Now that "hath" means it's past tense. Hey, it was a time that that quickened means to be made alive. He said, there was a time when you wasn't alive. There was a time when you were dead. How were we dead? We were dead in trespasses and sins. That's who we were. That's who we used to be. That's who you used to be. But I'm glad. Ain't you glad it said that you had said? Now I want you to notice something. Now, this is a personal thing. This is personal to you and personal to me. He said, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespass and sin." He said that it was the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit of God. He quickened your heart. He has quickened your heart. He has come to where you was. He has recognized your situation. He's recognized your need, pointed out to you, and you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You were in trespasses. You were in sins. Amen. He said you were dead in those. He's talking about a real deadness. Amen. Hey, dead is a real thing. Amen. But he said that's where we were. But he said he's quickened us and made us alive in Christ Jesus. He said, "Where in times past you walked according to the course of this world." That's how come we was in such a mess. There's a whole lot of people today that's walking according to this course and the direction that the world would have us to go. But I'm glad that, praise God, I don't have to work and walk in that anymore. I don't have to walk the way the world wants me to walk. I don't have to talk in the way the world wants me to talk. I don't have to live in the manner that the world wants me to live, praise God. Because the course that I was living in, praise God, when I was dead in my trespass and sin, God saved me out of that world. God saved me from that world. Praise God. Hey, I'm still in it, but I'm not a part of it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad that's not me no more. Praise the Lord. He said, walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince and the power of the air. He's talking about the power of the devil. Amen. He's every one of us know what the power of the devil is. Satan, the deceiver, the destroyer of humanity, praise God. The one that wants to bring us down. Have you ever noticed that the devil don't want to ever do anything to lift you up? The devil don't want to ever do anything that'll encourage you. The devil don't want anything to do anything that'll give you hope, praise God, in something that's better than what we have. Praise God, all he wants to do is manipulate and tear up and tear down and destroy, praise God, so he can flaunt it in the face of our God. I'm telling you, friend, that's the prince and the power of this present world. The danger to mankind, the power of the air that we're facing tonight. He said, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. He's that spirit of disobedience. He's that spirit that's working in the children of disobedience. I praise God. There was a time when we were disobedient. You say, "Preacher, I've always been pretty mindful." Yeah, but we were disobedient to God. Amen. I'm afraid in the world today we're living, there's a whole lot of people that's still disobedient to God. We're still not listening to Him. We're still not doing what He says, even though He knows what's best for us. I praise God, He wants to help us if we want to let Him help us. Amen? But you got to want to let Him help you. You can't get no help till, praise God, you let somebody help you. We've tried to help people all over the community, all over Buncombe County, praise God, and time to time. But until people want to actually help themselves, you can't help them. Amen. You can throw money at them. You can try to help them. You can try to encourage them. But till they decide that they realize that they need help, you can't help them. Amen. Man, you can't help them. I can't help them. You can't help them. Church can't help them. God can't help them till they realize that they need help. Amen. When we realize that we need help, praise God, we come out from under that spectrum of children of disobedience and we come to a place that we recognize and realize, praise God, I'm glad it's not me, that one that with no hope in this world. I'm glad there was a time and a day, praise God, that we could go back to when the Lord Jesus Christ saved us by His marvelous grace, birthed us into the family of God. Amen. Verse number 3, He said, but among whom also we all had our conversations and passed in the lust of our flesh. What causes us to be the way we are? The lust of our flesh. Chasing after those things that the flesh wants to chase after. The desires of the flesh, praise God, giving in to those desires, amen, and chasing after the things that would so easily beset us in the day and hour we live. Well, I tell you what we ought to do, youngins. We ought to settle in and decide that we're just going to chase after. If we're going to chase after something, we're going to chase after Jesus. Amen, praise God. Just get in there and get rooted and found the Word of God. Get some good gospel music, some good solid preaching, amen, and just go with God. We was talking last night, amen, after the meeting over in the Western North Carolina Camp Tabernacle for these little youngins at back to school rally, and we was talking about old preachers and talking about some of the preachers. Brother Bill from the past, and praise God, I will tell you, most of the old preachers has gone on. They've left out of here. There's nobody wants to stand up. Nobody wants to step up and fill their shoes. You got some old saints of God, some praying mamas and mamas and grandmas and papas, praise God, and some old preacher men that would stand up and preach and teach and struck right according to the Word of God. But we're losing that. They're gone. They're just almost a thing of the past. Amen. Because of a conversation, because of a manner of living, because we've turned our eyes off of God. Because of the lust of our flesh, we caught up in this world. Amen, praise God, and we're neglecting the things of God. He says, fulfilling desires of the flesh and of the mind. Have you ever seen such a time as we're living in? That's how we used to be. We've got so much entertainment, amen. We come down to the house of God and we want the singers to entertain us and we want the Sunday school teachers to entertain us and we want the preacher to entertain us, amen. What about just getting a hold of the Word of God and saying, thus says the Word of God. Jesus loves you and He wants to help you. He cares for you. He cares for your family. He cares for your lives. He cares for your community. He cares for the nation which you live in. That's God. He cares for you and He loves you. Amen. Praise God with a godly love. He loves you with a godly care. Praise God. He said, this is the way we were. But He said, we get so caught up in the fleshliness of this world. We give our minds, amen, to the demonic forces and the evil that's in this world. Amen. Say, preacher, I wouldn't admit that. That's how we used to be. That's how I used to be. Amen. We didn't think a whole lot about whether God would approve of our actions or reactions or not. Hello? We were just doing that that felt good. Kind of like the old hippies back in the 60s. They said, if it feels good, do it. I won't say, praise God, that's the most ungodly thing that they ever was. God never intended us for, praise God, to have self-gratification. We ought to be gratified in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. He teaches us all about everything that we need to know through the Lord Jesus Christ. But He said, we're fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we're by nature, the children of wrath, even as others. You know, He's talking about me. Teresa's talking about today. These little old youngins, you don't have to teach them to lie. Amen? You hear me? You don't have to teach them to lie. We have to teach them to tell the truth. Amen? Hey, lying comes natural. He said we were by nature. Amen. By nature, praise God, we just don't lie and sorry, no account sinners. Amen. By nature, that's who we are. Praise God. But ain't you glad that Jesus Christ our Lord came to this world? I praise God that Jesus Christ was lifted up so He'd bring us past ourselves. He'd bring us past that natural man that we are and put us in a supernatural place where we can be children of the Most High God. Amen. Praise the Lord, because He loves us and He cares for us. Because our hearts and our minds were deceived. That's who we used to be. That's who I was. That's who you were. Amen. We was lost and undone in this world. Amen. Without the Lord Jesus Christ. He said we were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Amen. He says, look at Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 17. He said, this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of your mind. Amen? He said, it's time for God's people to regroup. It's time to realize that we're not a part of that old group we used to run with. We're not a part of that people that we used to be, praise God. God has reached down, and He brought us up, and He brought us out, praise the Lord, into something bigger and better than that. Amen. You listen to me, young people. You better be very careful of the kind of people that you run around with. You better pick your friends very carefully. You better pick your friends, or those acquaintances, those people that respect you and care for you. Praise God, it won't do anything to bring harm to you. That won't bring a reproach on your life. Won't bring a reproach on your faith. That won't keep you from serving God and loving the Lord. And if that kind of people is kind of trying to infiltrate your life, you need to get away from them quick, fast, and hurry. Amen. I'm talking about desert them. Get rid of them. Chunk them off. Because all they'll do is bring you down. Amen. All they'll do is bring you grief. Praise the Lord. That He said that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of your mind. Having the understanding darkened. Being alienated from the life of God. Through the ignorance that is in them. Because the blindness of their heart. See, what happens is the heart attitude. Heart issues. That's what God's dealing with. And the reason we get caught up and the reason we are who we used to be, praise God, is because of a heart issue. Amen. Our hearts was cold and callous. Our hearts was mindful of only one thing, and that's self. Amen. It was so caught up in self and selfish and self-centeredness, praise God, that we didn't think upon God. We didn't meditate upon what God would be pleased with. It's time to wake up, church. It's time to realize what God would be pleased with and what would break the heart of God and make Him sad. Amen. Praise God. We need to be mindful, praise God. He said, hey, listen. He said, you've been alienated from life through ignorance. But the Bible says in Acts, praise God, 17, that the time of that ignorance is gone. It's time to wake up. It's time to realize that God Almighty loves us and He cares for us. He's here to help us. To manifest Himself to us so we can see Him high and lifted up and realize that He's that better part. Praise God, He is that one, praise God, that we can put our faith and our trust in even in times like these. Praise God, so that person that I was, amen, that one that was dead, that was in trespass and sin, that was walking in this world, that was caught up in the course of the devil and the demons of hell, that was sucking the life out of us and sucking us down and drawing us away from God and drawing us away from our families, drawing away from our mamas and daddies and our churches. Hello? Does that sound familiar? Amen? The devil's doing that. And he said, that's where how we used to be. Amen. He said, they was having no hope and without God in the world. He said, we were hopeless and we were helpless. Amen. Remember the time when you thought within yourself there was nothing you could do. No devil had put his hook in you, and he was a reeling you. Amen. You took the bait, he set the hook, and he is reeling you. Oh, you say, preacher, I put up a fight. Oh, yeah, we do. Amen. We want to think that we really put up a fight. Amen. But we don't really. Amen. We give in way too easy. Amen. Praise God. But I'm glad that I'm not what God, not what God's going to have me to be. I'm not finished yet. But I'm glad God's a working on us. I'm glad God's a helping us today. Praise God. I'm glad that this person here that has no hope and without God in the world is not me. I'm glad that this person is with hope in the world, without God, without hope in the world, is not you. Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher, what happened? Praise God. That's who I was. That's who you were. But who are you now? Amen. Who are you now? Is that something different? Look what he says in verse 13. Ephesians 2 and 13, he says, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Amen. He said, praise God, there was a time that we were far off. It was time we were missing the mark. It was a time that we were out of bounds. But praise God, I'm glad there was a time when God Almighty moved upon the scene, when God Almighty moved upon your life, when God Almighty touched you for the portals of glory and helped you to see, and the light went off down in your soul, and you cried, oh, Lord, help me, a sinner. Amen. God began to make a difference. How did he do that? How did God do that for you? The same way he done it for me. Amen. Look at Ephesians 2, chapter 2, verse number 4. All these things, he said, we were by nature children of wrath, even as others. But verse number 4, he said, but God. Amen. Ain't you glad there's but God's all in the Word of God? But God. Amen. That was a time my life was in shambles, but God. It was a time I needed some help, but God. It was a time that it was just a disaster every time I turned around, but God. There was a time when the devil was pursuing me, but God. There was a time when the devil had his foot on me. He was wanting to squish the life out of me, but God. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad there's but God's in my life. I'm glad that's a part of who I am now, but God. But God, who is rich in mercy. Amen. Now let's just slow down here just a minute. He said, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Amen. But his great mercy, which is rich in mercy and great love. Amen. Mercy. What is mercy? What is the mercy of God? That's that benevolence that God shows to us. That's that love and compassion that he has for us, for me and you. That's that tenderness that God shows when we don't deserve it at all. Amen. That's what mercy is. He said, but God, who is rich in mercy. Amen. Praise God. In other words, there's an abundance of mercy. There's an overabundance of mercy. There's an exceeding abundance of mercy. That benevolence, that compassion from God, that tenderness from the Lord. So what is mercy? They said, well, it's that benevolence, it's that compassion, it's tenderness from the Lord. I mean, that's pretty big in itself. I mean, praise God, you could take that and run with that all day long and say, glory, hallelujah. But not only is that, praise God, but because of the mercy of God, you know what the mercy of God does? Now hang with me. What the mercy of God does, it tempers justice. Amen. He said, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us. In other words, with which he loved us. He loved us with great mercy. He loved us with great love. And said, because of that great love, praise God, mercy was to, praise God, it was because of mercy that the temperance of justice was there, that we didn't get what we deserved. Amen. Because of the love and the mercy of God, we didn't get what we deserved. What did we deserve? We deserved hell. Amen. If we got what we deserved, we'd be in hell with our back broke. Amen. We'd be hell lost without God, alienated from God forever and forever and forever. That's what we deserved. Amen. How many times did we reject Him? Did we push Him away? Did we tell Him that we didn't need Him anymore? Hello? Amen. That ought to have been enough to just smack us off into hell through eternity. But the Bible says, praise God, I am what I am now is because of the mercy that God showed to me. That compassion, that tenderness that He had, praise God, that tempered His justice against me. That I didn't receive what I deserve. Praise God. That's enough to shout all the way to the house. Thank God. Say, thank you, Lord, that I didn't get what you didn't give me what I deserved. I deserved hell. I deserve to be lost forever without God. Because of God's mercy and the great love with which He loved us, it made a difference. It changed the whole aspect of it. Praise God. We don't get what that we deserve. Amen. I was thinking about that this evening as we was riding back up here. You know, I was talking about this morning when in Numbers chapter 13, 14, where they got to Kadesh Barnea and they was getting ready to go in and they went to spy the land to come out with a negative report. They counted themselves unworthy to the goodness of God. They counted themselves not worthy, praise God, to partake in what God had lined up for them. Amen. God help us to never forsake the things that God has for us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because if we ain't careful, we get caught up in just like those spies and unbelief. Amen. In Numbers chapter 14, verse number 17, he says this. He said, "Now I beseech thee, let the power of my God be great according to thou as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty." Amen. Hello. He don't clear the guilty. But praise God, He offers the long-suffering. He offers mercy. Amen. The forgiving of iniquity and the forgiving of sins. He said, "Visiting the iniquity of father upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation." Verse 19, he says this. He said, "Pardon, I beseech you thee, the iniquity of this people according to the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now." He said, "Lord, you've persevered. Praise God, you've showed mercy. Your mercy has been grace all the way from Egypt to the promised land. And praise God, I know that you're not going to stop now. Your mercy, praise God, that's greater than ever be bestowed upon your people." I want to say today, youngins, tonight, that God's mercy and grace is greater than it's ever been. You say, "Pastor Jeff, how do you say that? Because if not, we'd already been out of here." Amen. Praise God. We're living in a place in a world that's worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. And praise God, He destroyed it with fire and brimstone. And if it wasn't for the magnificent grace of God, we wouldn't be here. Amen. Praise God. But He offered His mercy and His grace. That grace, that unmerited favor of the Lord. Said, "Even when we were dead in sins," Ephesians 2 and 5, "hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved." Amen. He said, even when we were dead in sins, there's that "hath" again. That's present tense. That's right now. It's not tomorrow, or next day, or next week, but said He hath quickened, made us alive together with Christ. Amen. We're not dead no more. And trust by sin, He said, we are alive. You know what? It's about time we start acting like we're alive. Man, a lot of our churches, we act like it's cold dead somethings. Amen? Like we're cold dead, twice plucked up by the roots. Amen? But praise God, we ought to be vibrant. We ought to be alive. We ought to be excited. We ought to be encouraged and encouragers. He said, "hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Amen. There's that present tense again. Amen. Praise God. He's raised. He's quickened us from the dead. Quickened us, made us alive together with Christ. Amen. Hey, this picture just keeps getting bigger and better and prettier all along. Amen. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hey, if you're going to sit there, that's the way you get there. Amen. Your seat reserved, it's going to be reserved because Jesus Christ, praise God, reserved it for you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive unto myself that where I am there you may be also. Amen. Praise God. Better get your reservations in. Amen. Have your name written in the Lamb's book of life, and that indelible blood, praise God, Lord Jesus Christ. Why would He do such a thing for thee? Praise God. Because of now, who I am now in Christ Jesus. Verse number 7, that in the ages to come He might shew the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, He's quickened us together. He's brought us up. He's made us set together in heavenly places in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. We're not just sitting up there by ourselves and, you know, forlorn waiting on something to happen. He said, praise God. He said, our citizenship, our conversation is already in heaven. Amen, if you've been born again. He said, we've already got a place. But he said, some folks, they have no hope, and without God in this world, guess what? They don't have no place. The only place they'll ever encounter will be a place called hell. Lost without God. The worst part about hell is not the fire and the brimstone and the smoke and the wickedness and the fiends and the people screaming in the regions of the damned. That's all going to be horrible. But the worst thing about hell is going to be eternally isolated from God. Eternally alienated from God. The one who loved us and died for us. The one who gave the best He had so that you and I could be saved. So our name could be written in the Lamb's book of life. So we'd never have to worry about hell again. Amen. Praise God. He did that for us. He said, but God, who is rich in mercy, did that for us. For His great love, wherewith He loved us, did that for us. Praise God. Amen. Even when we were dead in sins, did that for us. You can put your name there if you want to. Amen. Try that sometime. Make it personal. Praise God. What God done for you. Amen. For God, who is rich in His mercy, for Bill Gibson. Whew. Glory, hallelujah. That'd be enough to make you take a spell. Amen. His oxygen cord wouldn't be long enough. Amen. Wouldn't need it. It's personal. We need to make it personal because that's what God done for us. Amen. It's who I was, praise God, before I was saved. But who I am now, praise God, is contrary to that. It's a total contradiction to who I used to be. And the amazing thing about that is I'm not who I'm going to be. He's still working on me. Hey, listen, church. They still hope for this old boy. Amen. The Lord, the Lord still got me on the wheel. Amen. And all my little imperfections, He's working out. Amen. As a pot, as the clay in the potter's hands. I'm just like you, praise God. The Lord's a working out those blemishes and those spots. Amen. Praise God that one day in a little while, so He would present us unto Himself without spot or blemish or any such thing. Anything that defile, He said, it won't be there. And see, sometimes if we ain't careful, we'll say, when them hands begin to press on us a little harder than at other times. Amen. Anybody ever been there? Amen. Trying to get those imperfections out, and we say, oh, Lord, why me? Amen. And I say, Lord, why not me? Amen. Spin me on the wheel. Make me what you'd have me to be. And I'll just give you glory, praise God. No matter what assails me in this world, I'm just going to praise the Lord till I get over yonder. And then I'm going to praise Him the way I feel like. Amen. I can't do it here. My body won't stand it. But one of these days, youngins, we're going to get over there and we'll be able to praise God for through eternity like we'd like to. Amen. There won't be no hindrance. We won't get tired. We won't get frustrated or aggravated. Amen. Praise God. We're going to praise the Lord the way we want to. Amen. But he said that there's a... He said, having no hope and without God in this world, I'm glad that's not me. Amen. I hope that's not you. Amen. Because our hope is not in this world. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our hope is in eternity with Him someday in a little while. We will be with Him forever. Amen. Praise God. In glory. We'll be able to see Him as He is. Amen. Praise God. We'll be able to see Him as He is. We'll be able to see the Lord Jesus Christ in all His glory and His splendor, His magnificence. Praise His holy name. Well, what a day that's going to be. The day that we look upon His face, the one that saved us by His grace. What a day that'll be. Amen? Praise God. I'm glad that this ain't me. Ain't you? Amen. Those that have no hope and without God in the world, I'm glad that's not me. I hope that ain't you today. Hope that ain't anybody that's here this evening. Because if it is, it ain't God's fault, it's yours. And we need to call upon Him. We need to put our faith in Him. We need to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. Because He wants to save us today. He's calling us, everyone, to Himself. He said, come, my beloved. Come unto me, all you weary and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. He said, I'll swap loads with you. He said, I'll take your burdens. I'll carry your load. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'll do it for you. I love you that much. I'll carry. I'll do it. I don't care a bit. Amen. Praise God. But we'll go over there and we'll start to lay it down and we'll take it back up. And we'll take it back up. Just going to the Lord and just laying it out and say, here, Lord, everything I am, every fiber of my being, Lord, I love you and I thank you and I just want you to help me. Do for me, Lord, that I can't do for myself. Give me your encouragement. Give me your help. Give me your instruction. Help me live, praise God, according to it. And Lord, we'll just give you praise, honor, and glory for it all the days of our lives. Amen. God's done so much for us, youngins. Amen. I look across this room, I see so much God in here. Praise the Lord. He saved you by His marvelous grace. That's enough to shout the house down over. Because the Lord saved you. He thought enough of you to save you. He saved you from yourself. Amen. Self will destroy you. Amen. But I'm glad I'm not one of these that have no hope in this world, in this world without God. I'm glad I have the Lord and have hope in Christ Jesus, my Savior. Amen. Praise God. I've got a hope that's alive. It's quickened. It's made alive. And it's in Christ Jesus, my Savior. What about you? Amen. Ain't you glad the Lord's still good? Ain't you glad, praise He, where He brought us from? And the hope and help and promise that we have. Praise the Lord. It just gets a little better farther on. Amen. Praise God.